brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next 20 minutes, we have a presidential candidate running as an independent, not as a Green this time, Ralph Nader, famous anti-corruption consumer advocate, and he is with us now running for president. The Democrats could argue that, you know, it was bad for him to run as a Green, and maybe it made Al Gore lose or this or that or some other candidate. But in the final equation now, what difference is there with Barack Obama and John McCain? And we'll ask Ralph Nader his take on that, talk about his campaign and what his party platform is running as an independent. Mr. Nader, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, listeners.
What's most important for my listeners to know, and why are you running for president?
Well, we need someone who has stood for the people and not for big business and their government minions in Washington. And it's quite clear after working here for so many years that every department agency in Washington, D.C. is overwhelmingly controlled by corporate power. The big banks and financial institutions control the Department of Treasury and the Federal Reserve. The big defense manufacturers control the Department of Defense more than the people. There's not much left for people to decide anymore, Alec. Not much left at all. The Constitution still starts with we the people, but the way the judges are reading it, it sounds more like we the corporation.
On
our website, votenader.org, and I really urge you to connect with that vibrant website from time to time, folks. And also, regardless of where you're going to vote or who you're going to vote for, log into our email at votenator.org, and you'll get regular missives and announcements. It gives you a different take than the mainstream media does on the presidential campaign.
Sir, the decision...
The thing is this. People who believe the taxpayer dollar is a sacred trust have got to challenge the waste in Washington, and the biggest waste is in that bloated, wasteful military budget that now takes one half of the federal government's complete operating expenditures, and there's no more Soviet Union. So it's obviously a huge contract bonanza for these big defense companies whose lobbies swarm over Washington, whose political acting committees cash register politics, and whose executives go into the Pentagon telling generals and admirals what they can do at the top.
Mr. Nader? I want to go back to what you first said, you know, describing how global corporations have come in and taken over the decision-making process of government to where government is just their vehicle. How would you describe that that system? Is that fascism?
Yeah. Well, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said it in 1938 in a message to Congress. He said, when our government is taken over by private economic power, that's fascism. He used that exact words, Alex. Of course, it's never been worse.
What do you hope to do with this campaign?
Well, look, what we've got to do, first of all, these global trade agreements are more than trade agreements. They basically allow communist and fascist dictators abroad who receive the global corporations' jobs and industries and pummel their workers down to 20, 30, 40 cents an hour, et cetera. They allow these fascist and communist regimes to pull down the standard of living for the American worker. That's what the whole point of NAFTA and WTO are. It's to open up very low-cost areas abroad, and these are dictatorially repressed costs. They are not market costs in places like China. And so they say, okay, we're open for business. So, you know, General Electric, General Motors, all these companies move their industries, lay off their workers, hollow communities in downtown USA around the country, the electronics industry, the auto supply industry, you know, they're all moving over there. And then they use this hard-working Chinese labor at 30, 40, 50 cents an hour with modern capital equipment, ship the products back to the U.S. And in the meantime, workers and companies playing by the rules here can't compete. And not only that, but a lot of the food you're getting, especially farm-bred fish, for example, from China is contaminated. The blood thinner, heparin, has just been documented to 120 deaths in America.
Mr. Nader.
So we've got to turn this right around.
Yes, sir. Got a break. We're going to continue talking on the Internet.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in Internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and listeners at the Infowars.com streams just got a behind the scenes for 3 minutes with Ralph Nader. This is our main final segment with him for the next 15 minutes right now. Sir Dennis Kucinich, who I know you agree with on a lot of policies, he has successfully defeated a corporate attack on getting back into Congress. He now introduced 35 articles of impeachment, as you know. A, what do you think of those 35 articles? B, are you in support of the impeachment? And what can we do to try to support him in that?
Well, not only am I supportive, but about 3 weeks ago, I stood in front of the White House with the tourists milling around and made a 45-minute case for the impeachment of Bush-Cheney or their resignation, the way Nixon and Agnew had to resign, or their subsequent prosecution once they leave office. I mean, there are at least five serious, repeated, daily, high crimes and misdemeanors, as our Constitution puts it, for impeachment. One is a criminal war of aggression against Iraq based on a platform of lies, deceptions, and cover-ups that have been hugely documented. The second is systemic torture that violates the U.S. Army Field Manual, federal statutes, our Constitution, and the Geneva Conventions. The third is arresting thousands of Americans and throwing them in jail without preferring charges and allowing them to have attorneys. Excuse me. The fourth is the spying on thousands of Americans, which Bush has admitted more than once, without a judicial warrant. That's a 5-year jail term, first-class felony under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And the fifth is this outlaw president, this King George IV, has had 800 signing statements, signing bills enacted by Congress, and he basically says, I'll decide whether or not I'm going to obey them. And that's more signing statements than all the presidents from George Washington to Clinton put together. So all five, and they go on every day. They're not like Alex, not like, a one-time Watergate situation, not like lying under oath about sex involving Clinton, for which he was impeached. And I think we should all support Dennis Kucinich. You notice that the mainstream media has pretty much blacked him out. And here he is, a upstanding member of the House, right on the House floor. And they got reporters all over the place, and suddenly they put away their pens, huh? So it is important to get Chairman John Conyers and Speaker Nancy Pelosi to hold this president and vice president accountable for their high crimes and misdemeanors. You know, Senator Chuck Hagel, Republican of Nebraska, put it very well the other day. He said, quote, we tried a monarchy once, but it didn't work.
Ralph Nader, presidential candidate, is our guest. We'll tell you about the websites and the campaign before he leaves us here in about.
By the way, Alex,
yes,
just to finish, I was up in Kennebunkport, where the Bushes have their palatial estate, and I made the same point on impeachment, and that's up on our website, votenader.org. Anybody who wants to see that statement across the cove from the Bush family compound can look up votenader.org.
Good.
It's been getting a lot of attention.
Mr. Nader, I've got to ask you a list of questions here. First off, you've been around a long time. You've seen a lot of corruption, one of the foremost corruption fighters out there, and we support you in that. But, you know, in your life studying this and seeing different personalities, I mean, here's just one small, tiny example. You have John McCain goes over to England. He has hundreds of donors to a campaign dinner. None of them are U.S. citizens. They admit it's all felonies. The London Guardian and an AP report on it, but no other press. And John McCain just says, I don't care. I'll commit crimes if I want to. We have the White House memos with Gonzalez and Yu saying they can torture children with pliers. I mean, what has happened? It's more than just corruption. It's like insanity. Like they're trying to break every rule. They're trying. Even the Nazis didn't admit they tortured people. They just did it in secret. I mean, the mindset of these people, I'm worried they may stage a vent. They may start another war with Iran. I mean, they're building FEMA camps. That's now in the newspapers. They're setting up private death squads. I mean, can you just speak to what we've seen? I mean, not just the articles of impeachment, but just the total lawlessness and why you think they're doing it, because there's got to be some method to this, or is it just total megalomania?
Lawlessness is the right word. This is an outlaw presidency. This is a president who thinks he's above the law, beyond the law. He can do anything he wants. He can arrest and throw in prison anybody he wants. He can invade and attack any country in the world that he wants, and he's effectively said that. And he can violate any constitutional provision or federal law that he wants. Now, how does he get away with it? Because there's no opposition party to speak of. The Democratic Party have just lain down on the job. They control Congress, but they refuse to have impeachment hearings. They even refuse to have hearings on the constitutional and statutory crimes of the Bush-Cheney regime. And I notice a real tone of urgency in your voice, Alec, and it's well-merited because this is a subversion of everything our founding fathers ever dreamed of for our country. And we've got to do something about it. We've got to contact our senators and representatives, and when they come home in August, surround their auditoriums with protesters and say, you've got to do something. Don't tell us that it's only 6 months left.
And then the police show up and say no protest allowed. Activists being arrested everywhere, building more prisons everywhere. I mean, it looks like this regime, backed up by the corporations, is going for broke. What do you think their end game is?
Well, I mean, their end game is basically corporate fascism. That's what it is. The merger of government and big business for criminal purposes. And you'll notice that on our website, one of the issues on our table there, off the table for Obama and McCain, is an aggressive crackdown on corporate crime and corporate subsidies of the taxpayer dollar. And you know, this corporate crime has looted and drained millions of pensions of workers, small investors, laid off workers. Nobody's working for Enron anymore. Wall Street is a hotbed of crookery and crime. And you got a war criminal in the White House.
Oh, my God.
You know, the shocking thing of it is, Alec, is how much are the American people going to take?
Well, that's my point, sir,
is that
they look like they're accelerating it. And I'm worried that they'll even leave office. I mean, are you worried they might stage something?
I'm worried they might attack Iran. Yeah, I mean, that's it. You know, that way he shuts up the press, most of the press. He chills out the Democrats. He stifles dissent and concentrates more power in his hands. I think the hope for the country are these retired generals, admirals, national security types, the diplomats who have spoken out against the war, but they haven't organized into a powerful lobby against the war, against this kind of criminality. Although when you talk to them, when you read their op-eds and their statements, they're just terrific patriots. But they one at a time doesn't do it. They got to all organize, and that'll turn Congress around, let me tell you. When you get all these heroes and patriots with the ribbons and where they've served all over the country up against these draft dodgers called George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, it's no contest.
Well, it is a going for broke, and you're right. There's all these great patriots fighting back against them. Shifting gears into another subject, GMO. I mean, I've had the scientists who worked at the companies where all the rats would die when they feed them a potato over a few months, and then they put that on our table. I mean, again, it's like the corporations have gone insane. I don't mean your mom and pop ones, listeners. I mean the big Fortune one. Yeah, like Monsanto and others. What would you do as president against these GMOs?
Well, first of all, suspend any further GMO foods in the marketplace. They are not labeled. 95% of American people, when they go into a supermarket, they've said they want genetically modified foods in packages and elsewhere labeled. And Monsanto says no. The people say yes. Monsanto wins. The people lose. No democracy there. Also, and there's a very good group in Cambridge started by Harvard and MIT scientists called Council for Responsible Genetics. And the website is genewatch.org. That's G-E-N-E, watch.org. And you get good information there. There's been at least some progress. Congress is about to ban employers from deploying DNA information in order to decide whether to hire or fire somebody.
Oh, that's another issue. What about police all over the country under federal grants taking blood at checkpoints without warrants? There's body scanners going in the airports that literally scan your naked body and save the images. What would you do to that?
Well, I'd stop that, because first of all, there are some things in people's packages that these body scanners don't catch to begin with. And it's amazing how they want to have these body scanners, but the cargo is still very little examined of the passengers.
1 out of 100 on the cargo ships. Closing, Ralph Nader running for president, what is the strategy? How do we help force you into the debates?
Well, Google at their headquarters the other week wants to do their own debates. And, you know, with YouTube as their subsidiary, they can pull it off. They want to start one in New Orleans, and they can deliver an audience that doesn't rely on NBC, ABC, and CBS. That's one. And the second is really protest this debate commission. You can get the way to protest. Go to the website, opendebates.org.
Opendebates.org.
Yeah, you ought to have this guy, George Farah, on your program. He's the expert critic. Harvard Law grad. He's the expert critic on the debate.
Yeah, we have these private corporate hijackings of the process. Hey, listen, here's an idea, and I'm sure you've thought of it. Even if ABC, CBS, Fox won't let you in the debates, how about we have the real third party, the real independents, have a real Google debate, even if they won't show up?
Exactly, and have empty chairs where these cowards are afraid to show up. Other Western countries have 5-6 people on the debates. These guys want it all to themselves, and they own this
Ralph
corporation.
Hunter. 1 minute closing statement. We're out of time, sir.
All right. For 40 years, I've worked for the American people. You've got safer cars, and we've had drinking water safety, food safety, freedom of information, so you know what's going on, and you can sue the government to get information. We're opposed to subsidies, handouts, giveaways of your tax dollars to corporations. We want to put the corporate crime wave under the rule of law and prosecute these crooks, business crooks. Put them in jail after they're convicted. It'll improve prison conditions. We want to reverse U.S. policy in the Middle East, impeach Bush and Cheney, repeal anti-union laws, adopt a security speculation tax on Wall Street so they can reduce taxes on you as a worker, put an end to the ballot access obstructionism that keeps dissent from getting into the arena, and dissent is the mother of all assent. And open up, the question is, why do corporations as artificial entities have the same constitutional rights as you, real people, do? And if they continue to do that, there's no such thing as equal justice under the law between you and ExxonMobil. So log in to votenator.org, sign on to our email list right away, and you will get a real refreshing view of what this presidential race should be all about.
Presidential candidate Ralph Nader, thanks for joining us. Will you check back in with us as this develops?
Will do. Miss you since I saw you at Crawford the other day.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yeah.
She don't want me.
So that I need it, yeah. I got a lot of love. I just love everybody. Until I see them hurt innocent people. Until I see them push little people around. Until they try to push me around.
That's right.
That's right. I'm not here to be a slave. I'm not here to have my creativity and my liberty and my mobility stifled. I'm not giving in to the New World Order. I'm not going quietly into the night.
You don't have to go.
Well, the Lisbon Treaty shot down, official. And they say they're going to go ahead and try to ram through EU takeover of Ireland, whether the people like it or not. Keep it rolling. I like it.
I see your man ain't here. He don't care. And when the night is gone, we'll move on.
You know, I wish I could just sit here and listen to music on the show. I guess I'd be a disc jockey.
To face another day.
What an easy job.
Baby,
you know, it's very satisfying.
Search the world for someone I'll never find.
So satisfying to fight tyranny. To take action against evil, then to see it. Such incredible fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make the wrong seem right.
I mean, it is so important.
So come on now, run me.
For all of you.
Run me. Roll me
to come together.
Run me.
As we pull.
Run me.
Through this dark night.
Roll me through the night.
You know, they say that adversity makes men, and plenty makes monsters. It is adversity that brings out the greatest in all of us. This Madison Avenue materialism is what has brought us to what we are today. But now the pendulum begins to swing back as tyranny comes to its greatest level in modern history. With a scientific overlay, the likes of which was never even dreamed. We see ragtag groups who love liberty and hate tyranny coming together on a thousand fronts. Oh, yeah. I know your heart's like mine. And that's really it.
To make you mine.
It is so good.
Ooh,
to be able to commune.
It makes you sad.
With all of you.
But I'll be back for more.
To know that we're together. To know that we're going through that long night. And we're coming through on the other side with daybreak. And the rebirth of liberty. And humanity. Pointing its great creativity and its love towards the stars. I am just so honored and humbled to know all of you. And I'll tell you right now that we are having a huge effect. And yeah, I'm having adrenaline rushes right now. I'm having endorphins being released in my mind right now because I know what matters. I know what's important. And we've had some amazing victories in the last few days. We're having a victory that we're waking up so many people. We're having victories that we just shot down the Lisbon Treaty with EU expansion into Ireland that will force the enemy now to act like what they are, dictators, and move ahead with forced implementation. That will only swell our numbers and accelerate the explosion of the alternative media. The enemy will then move to block the internet, and that will only prove our case that much more. Victory is within sight.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
I have never heard anything like it in my life. National radio host Michael Reagan called for the extrajudicial, no trial, the 9/11 truthers be killed. We just played the clip. He said we should all be taken out and killed. And he said, I'm serious. I want them dead. I will pay for the bullets. Kill us now. Ladies and gentlemen, this country is in the greatest crisis it's ever seen. If it falls, it will be a greater engine of evil than Nazi Germany was. It's already fallen to the Bush regime, and they've destroyed our name. They destroyed our currency. They destroyed our treasury. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution's being dismantled. The leader of the Tories resigned yesterday, saying that he basically discovered the government was setting up a dictatorship in England. Evil is moving across the face of the world, and in the midst of that evil, there are incredible patriots who I just get more and more respect for. Dennis Kucinich, I have to say, really is the leader now against this tyranny. I have to say that Ron Paul isn't even as strong as he is when it comes to speaking out. Ron Paul did sign on to the 35 articles of impeachment. We salute him for that. But I have to tell you, Dennis Kucinich, in this very dark climate, has courage that no one else in Congress, I've not seen it, and I assure you he needs our prayers, because this is a very wicked group, and the mainstream media has tried to ignore it. Cafferty and others on CNN and MSNBC with some of the other shows like Countdown and Overman have been calling for impeachment, but not really talking about the fact that Dennis Kucinich is pushing for it. The congressman joins us, very busy. He's with us for the next 25 minutes for the rest of this hour. You can go to Kucinich.house.gov and read the 35 articles of impeachment. You can also go to Infowars.com and see the YouTube clips of his speech he gave a few days ago. Dennis Kucinich, I just absolutely want to praise what you're doing for the Republic. It just you really are doing something, as you know, that takes a lot of courage.
Alex, thank you very much for those kind words and for the honor of being on your show. Your listeners are particularly attuned to the erosion of democratic principles. And what led me to finally introduce these articles was the totality of the offenses and the ongoing violations and the possibility that we could even end up in another war based on lies. We are losing our country to lies, to erosion of our civil liberties. We've moved in a direction that's profoundly anti-democratic, and Congress has a constitutional responsibility to put a check on executive abuse of power. That's what these articles of impeachment will do, and they not only set an historic benchmark for and an historic record for future generations, but they also send a message to whoever would be the next president that such usurpations and abuses are not going to be tolerated.
Congressman, just to break down for those that don't know the process, you basically have brought charges to the equivalent of the grand jury, which is the House, which will then decide whether or not to indict. Then it will go to a trial in the Senate. If Richard Nixon, who did 1/100th, literally, of what Bush and his crime syndicate have done, and if Clinton deserved for what he did to be indicted in the House, there is no doubt that George Bush and his group of cronies must be indicted just to get our country's name back and to let the police and military know that what they've been ordered to do is illegal, because now we see the precedent set for all forms of tyranny. Can you walk through how important it is that people get behind this process, and how do we, you know, A, what has Bush and his crime syndicate done? B, how do we help you get this done?
Alex, the first thing that I want to say after listening to the way that you provided a capsule summary is that you yourself are someone who needs to be appreciated for your understanding of what's happening, your willingness to communicate it to people. So I thank you for understanding.
Thank you.
I thank you for understanding the scope of the challenge that we face and for outlining it in the way that you have, because it essentially, these charges have to be presented to the Judiciary Committee, which then will hopefully hold a hearing and send it to the House with a report, which then will be voted on. And if the president is impeached in the House, he would go on trial in the Senate. This is a moment where we have the opportunity to reclaim our government and to reclaim all that's good and right in America and what we stand for, not only with respect to each other, but what we stand for in the world. I love this country. I get chills when I watch the flag pass by in a parade. I feel I wear an American flag because a blind person gave it to me because it has USA in Braille on it. So then even a blind person would know I'm wearing this flag, because I love this country. I love the flag. I love what America has historically stood for. But I see our country as being destroyed by people who don't want to obey the law and just want to be a law unto themselves. That's why there's got to be an accounting for the loss of lives of our soldiers that have been were sent there on a mission that was not based in truth. There's got to be an accounting for the injuries to them. There's got to be an accounting for the innocent Iraqis who have died, for the huge amounts of money that we're borrowing to be able to keep this war going, and every other president who has been held to a measure of accounting. Their offenses pale in comparison to the offenses of this president.
And you put out 35. Let's just cover five or six of what you think are most important. And they're all very important, of those 35, Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
Well, the ones that deal with Iraq really talk about manufacturing a false case for war. And it's been just demonstrated over and over that all the representations that were made that Iraq supposedly had weapons of mass destruction, posed an imminent threat, that it had something to do with 9/11 or Al-Qaeda's role in 9/11. All of those attempts to try to get the American people to believe that and an organized effort was made, in fact, were based in falsehood. And so a war of aggression was begun against a country that did not attack us. And such a war is in violation of international law, which puts George Bush within the reach of an international tribunal. This is why Congress needs to become involved. We cannot let other governments or other jurisdictions do our work for us. We need to look at the record and recognize that law has been violated and it has to become a matter of a systematic public examination. When that happens, you know, it's said that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. This country will begin to be freed from the grip of fear, which has been placed its clammy hold on us since 9/11, and the capitalization on the events of 9/11 for political purposes will end, and we'll get our country back. This is about getting our country back, reestablishing the rule of law, getting back our civil liberties, putting aside, you know, enforcing posse comitatus, making sure there's no more torture, wiretapping, or eavesdropping, or you know, any of the things that are un-American. We're going to reclaim America, and the impeachment resolution and the 35 articles are intent on doing just that.
You've got quite a few co-sponsors just a few days into this. Tell us about that process, sir.
The bill just went to the judiciary yesterday, and Congress adjourned for the week early in the day. We have three co-sponsors. Congressman Wexler, Congresswomen Lee and Woolsey have co-sponsored. Next week will be an opportunity for people to become co-sponsors. I would ask your listeners to please call their member of Congress and indicate your support for co-sponsorship. I would ask everyone who's listening, please read the articles of impeachment, because the more conversant you are, the more fluent you'll be in talking to congressional staff about the urgency of members of Congress getting onto it. My information is available on my website at Kucinich.us, and certainly, you know, if you check, there's 100,000 places on the web by now that have information about the articles of impeachment. You know, this is a time for us all to get involved, and so what you can do is learn about it, read about it, be conversant in it, contact a member of Congress, make sure that they've read it, ask them to support the resolution, H.R. 1258, and then demand hearings. We have to have hearings. We cannot avert our eyes.
So that's the key. The hearings will open up this evidence. It will become a televised spectacle, which is what we need, so more people learn about the crimes that have committed. And by the way, you had to stop at 35. What about 1 million dead Iraqis? When you add it all together, frankly, I've got to say that yours is very measured, and I would call even conservative, as bad as the 35 are. Now, I had read that 25 congressmen and women had, quote, signed onto it. I'd seen a media blurb. I guess that means they have publicly said they're supporting it. They just haven't had it.
They may be confused about that. That may have related to the Cheney impeachment. I'm not aware that we have 25 co-sponsors, but I will find that out immediately.
All right. How soon until we'll find out if we're able to force hearings in the House?
Well, here's what I've said. We need to start making calls. And all next week, we need to be calling members of Congress and encouraging them to sign on and also encouraging them to ask for hearings in judiciary. I'm going to be meeting with the chairman of Judiciary and also with members of the Judiciary Committee, providing them with backup documentation for the charges that are in the articles. I feel it's important that they have a little bit of time to be able to read them and digest them and make a decision. I've made it clear, though, that in the face of statements by the House leadership that this thing is dead on arrival, that unlike other resolutions where, in fact, if you introduce a bill and it goes to committee, they don't hold hearings, it is dead, a privilege resolution is one that you can bring back again. So I've made it very clear, if there's no action within 30 days, I will come back with 60 articles of impeachment and stand on the House floor for 8 hours and read them, and so that the nation can once again hear what's going on.
Congressman, I could never imagine reading these 35 articles of impeachment a more provable case. I mean, in their own memos, their own executive orders, their own Pentagon battle plans, this the fake newscast, paying for fake media, agents of influence. I mean, here's an example. This morning I ran across a story that I'd forgotten about from a few months ago, London Guardian, Associated Press, where John McCain went to a fundraiser in London, raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, admitted it was illegal. There's no debating each count is a felony. And then he just said, so what? I mean, that's just another example of the government on every level is just going completely lawless. What has happened? It's like a...
Well, let me tell you. People who are U.S. expatriates, people who live in another country but are citizens of the United States, can contribute to the campaign of a federal candidate.
But they admitted these weren't U.S. citizens or expatriates.
Well, that's a whole different deal. I mean, I don't know. This is the first I've heard of it.
That was the Rothschild meeting, yes.
Wow. Well, but, you know, my concern here is that in upholding the rule of law, we are basically correcting the direction of our ship of state.
That's it. We're complicit if we don't do what you're doing right now. We have a moral obligation to get behind Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah, Alex, I appreciate that. I also want to say that I've just had my office check the impeachment resolution with respect to Vice President Cheney had 27 co-sponsors.
Okay.
Our bill that we just introduced, and people had to put their name in as they, you know, were leaving for the break for the weekend. We have three. So
good.
By next week, I'm confident as people hear from their constituents around the country that they'll come back and sign on.
Congressman, with trillions missing from the Pentagon, $3 trillion spent on the war, you haven't heard the clip, but we played it earlier, of Michael Reagan saying that 9/11 truthers should be taken out summarily and killed without trials, and he said, I will pay for the bullets. And I'm seeing similar rhetoric from these neocons in talk radio. It seems like they're cornered now and that they're more dangerous than ever. Can you speak? I mean, are you getting a sense, because you're up there in the catbird seat in Congress, that things are coming to a head right now?
We, you know, our country, these events over the last 7 years have really divided our country, and we need to find a way to unite. We can unite in truth. We need to understand that there's just deep concern that people have on all sides that things are unfair and that people are being unfairly accused. Well, that's why we need hearings to bring it all out.
Well, you've been championing the fact that we have the EPA report that the dust was deadly and they covered it up. Now they've had to basically admit a lot of that in scientific studies, and we're called traitors for even saying we should give health care to the firemen and police.
Well, I felt very, you're correct in what you just said, but I will say this, that I feel strongly enough about bringing out the truth about 9/11 that I brought forth articles that for the first time make 9/11 truth a serious discussion in articles of impeachment, the obstruction of the investigation into the attacks in 9/11, the fact that the administration repeatedly ignored and failed to respond to high-level intelligence warnings of a planned attack.
You got them there, and they were caught lying to Congress on that.
And the fact that the 9/11, those who responded to 9/11, were not told of the dangers to their health, and so they were encouraged to go forward without providing adequate protection. And that's an article as well, Endangering Health and 9/11 First Responders. So,
Congressman, shifting gears, we don't have a lot of time with you because you've got the next segment. I know you're a confident, you know, manly guy. You don't like to talk about issues like this, but we know that we've had a lot of suspicious planes blowing up, people committing suicide, people falling downstairs who expose different crime syndicates during Iran-Contra, during this administration, during other administrations. Are you worried about your safety bringing out impeachment now against Cheney and Bush? I mean, can you speak to that?
You know, in the 23rd Psalm, which is always worth reading, it says, though I walk through the valley of shadows, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And I think we have to have confidence that that there is a spiritual dimension in life, which is always, you know, that we always move in. And when we do that, it's like whatever the will of that spiritual dimension is. Some call it God, and I'll call it God. Whatever the will of God is something that whatever will be. But I don't worry about that. I never worry about it.
Congressman, I'm getting from you that you're committed, that you're just going to do your duty, and the consequences belong to God.
I think that we are here on this planet to do the work of God, that we, and you know, now some people will talk about it in a spiritual sense. Others will say we're aligning with a higher purpose. Well, however you want to describe it, I think that we're here for a higher purpose, and so I try to live that. And each of us has an opportunity to do it every day in the work that we do.
Congressman, final segment with you straight ahead. We'll be back in about 2 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. This is history you're seeing. We've all got to pray for the congressman.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a...
All right, final segment with Congressman Kucinich. We salute him. We want to support his impeachment. Go learn the 35 articles. Learn what is documented and what's happening. Just amazing the courage he's got. And we were talking during the break. Just about how he's committed, and that's just the end of it. We got about 4 minutes. Anything else you think's key that people should know, Congressman?
That we're in a period where we need to reclaim our country, and that we cannot put on hold, domestic law, international law, or constitutional law. There's no logical explanation for this impeachment being so, you know, put on the table, or put off the table. You know, this impeachment process can be very good for our country in kind of recalibrating our moral compass and helping to educate people as to what's going on and bringing about a consciousness shift that aligns us again with our basic principles upon which this country was founded. We have to break this Washington mindset that of insularity and unaccountability and reach out and reconnect with each other and with people all over the globe. And this isn't about Democrat or Republican. It's not about right or left. It's about the truth, and the truth doesn't have a political party.
Well, Congressman, I totally agree with you on that. We were talking during the break about how they're acting like cornered rats, but that shows that we're really having success here. And you know, when you talk about how this is the right thing to do, it is a fight between good and evil. There's no doubt true evil has reared its head in our time and our country, and I don't see how anybody out there would not get off the fence. What are some of the basic things that average Joes can do? I mean, go when their congressman or woman is in the local district.
First, it is important that everyone reads these articles because we need to be conversant in what, you know, what the issues are. The next thing is call your member of Congress and ask that member to read the articles and, after doing so, to sign on to House Resolution 1258. And then encourage us also the hearings in judiciary. Now, I have said, you know, people said, well, this thing, they're not going to hold any hearings. This thing is a dead deal. I have said that I'll be back with 60 articles in a month if they don't hold any hearings. We're not going to let this go. This is not going to go away. We're going to continue to in our efforts to save this country from this calamity of deception and of anti-democratic behavior and destruction of the law, international law as well as domestic, and the destruction of our Constitution. I believe in America. I love this country.
I do too. Congressman, in closing, I would liken this to a new Declaration of Independence if people will rally to it and push it and expose it. And if we can get hearings, they will be brought down and we can get our name back. Do you agree with that statement?
I think that's right. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you, Congressman. Well, give out, you've got several websites. Which one should we visit?
Kucinich.us.
Kucinich.us.
And go in there. That's my website. If you sign up, we'll keep you posted on events as they unfold.
I know you're a very busy man. We've got about a minute left with you. Can we get you back on in the next few weeks?
We should talk. It would be good if we talked in another week or so we could bring you up to date. Maybe we should do it just before the 4th of July. That would be great.
All right. Congressman, thank you so much. And, again, we salute you. We're all behind you and right beside you. And say hi to your wife and great staff for us. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks to you and your listeners, Alex. Thank you.
Wow. There goes Congressman Dennis Kucinich. And, folks, I have criticized him on a few issues, but the guy is genuine. The guy is real. He is such a great speaker. He speaks from the heart and from history. And the enemy is completely out of control right now. They are very dangerous. They know they've wrecked this country. They know they've tripled the size of government. They know they've committed all these crimes, and they're going for broke. And I don't know what new events they're going to stage or what. We've got to keep them off balance. We've got to continue to expose the left-right paradigm. Just the economic crisis is looming depression, mainstream news. These are the times that try men's souls, and I can hardly sleep lately the way things are moving so fast. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now,